reports that Britain is preparing to withdraw its armed forces from Belize takes the foreign minister by surprise.
We are not aware of any official decision to pull out troops from Belize on the part of the British government.
CARICOM leaders get down to business at their intersessional in Dominica, and Joel Garner backs the West Indies to beat Pakistan. I'm Yvette Rowe, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Recent reports in two leading British newspapers have suggested the UK government is planning to withdraw its military garrison from Belize. The Sunday Times yesterday said no final decision has been taken as to when the garrison will be closed or how fast it will be phased out. An earlier report in the Daily Telegraph at the end of February said four RAF Harrier jump jets would be moved from Belize to Europe this May, followed by the departure of the 1,200 troops and support staff next year. The plans have reportedly provoked criticism by senior officials from both the US Drug Enforcement Administration and the Pentagon. They fear Belize could become a haven for illegal drug smugglers if the British military pullout goes ahead. Ronnie Bowler reports.
The reports in the Daily Telegraph and the Sunday Times say the plan to begin the phased withdrawal of the 1,200-strong garrison from Belize is part of the Ministry of Defence's cost-cutting measures as envisioned under its Options for Change document. The withdrawal is being made possible by the ending of Guatemala's running border dispute with neighbouring Belize. The Sunday Times yesterday reported that even with the British garrison there, the US Drug Enforcement Agency believes Belize is becoming increasingly popular as an illegal drug centre, partly due to the Mexican government's success in combating its own illegal drugs industry. The DEA estimates that 54 tons of marijuana were produced there last year, and cocaine trafficking has recently been introduced. The paper says a senior United States Army officer responsible for fighting illicit drugs trafficking in the region told the British ambassador in Panama, Tom Malcolmson, the withdrawal would send an open invitation to drugs barons to use Belize for smuggling. Quoting a DEA spokesman, the Sunday Times warns, "The traffickers are adapting to the situation by going to Central America, mostly Guatemala and Belize."
And the reports concerning Britain's plans to withdraw their troops from Belize have come as a complete surprise to that country's foreign minister, Said Moussa. When I telephoned Mr. Moussa today, he said he was aware of the current defence review taking place in Britain, but had no knowledge of plans to remove the garrison from Belize.
Yes, well, first of all, let me say that we are not aware of any official decision to pull out troops from Belize on the part of the British government. As far as we know, the presence of British forces remain in Belize, and that is still the official position.
Some commentators have argued that the drug smugglers of Central America will see any British pullout as an open invitation to use Belize. Assuming that the illegal drug smuggling does rise, what plans might there be in place then to counteract any rise in drug smuggling?
Well, this is the problem, that we have a very limited capability of dealing with this situation. I'm sure you're aware that the smuggling of drugs or the trafficking of drugs is a major enterprise. We're dealing with very wealthy and powerful forces here, and a small country like Belize with our very limited security forces cannot on our own cope with this problem. And this is why we see the presence of British forces, although it originally was here as a deterrent against a possible invasion from Guatemala, although that complexion has changed, the continued presence of British forces has been a deterrent for these new developments, such as drug trafficking. And yes, it would be an open invitation to would-be traffickers, that Belize would be an easier place to use because of the lessened security arrangements in our country.
Will any other aspects of the economy of Belize be affected by any possible future British pullout of troops?
Most certainly. The garrison in Belize at Leyderville maintains a high level of employment. The British forces contribute greatly to the economy in terms of the purchasing power. They're, in a sense, you could consider it a type of inbuilt tourism for Belize that is ongoing. So yes, it would definitely hurt the economy severely, if the troops are withdrawn.
What I'd like to do, because obviously talking to you initially, what you have said to me, despite this article and others that have come out in the press here in Britain, that the whilst these articles seem to be talking in terms of absolutes, that you know that there is going to be a pullout, that just to clarify the situation as you have it there in Belize. So can I ask you then, has there been any talk to Belize about plans of the British military to pull out its troops from your country?
Well, we have been made aware that there is a defense review that is ongoing, but we have also been informed that officially no decision has been taken to withdraw any troops from Belize, and that remains the position today. We recognize that clearly in the future the British forces will leave. We are not living under any illusion about that. What we are saying that at this time we believe any withdrawal would be premature, and this we have communicated.